ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम ज्ञानतिमिरन्धस्य ज्ञानञ्जनशलाकाय चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः। नाम श्रेष्ठं मनमपि शचीपुत्रमात्रस्वरूपं रूपं तस्यागजमुरुपुरीं माथुरीं गोष्ठवतीं राधाकुण्डं गिरिवरमहो राधिका माधवाशं प्राप्तो यस्य प्रथितः कृपया श्रीगुरुं तं नतोऽस्मि। वन्देऽहं श्रीगुरो श्रीयतः पदकमलं श्रीगुरुन् वैष्णवांश्च श्रीरूपं साग्रजातं सहगणरघुनतन्वितं तं सजीवं साद्वैतं सावधूतं परिजनसहितं कृष्ण चैतन्यदेवं श्रीराधाकृष्णपादान् सहगण ललिता श्री विशाखान्वितांश्च। हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे, हरे कृष्णा। So I came here once before in this lifetime, about 23 years ago, and collected information for an article which was printed in Back to Godhead magazine. That article you can find in one book of mine, which is available on the bookstore, wherever that is, in that book on pilgrimage in holy India. So I'm going to say a few things about this Pushkar Tirtha, which are not in that article. For more information, you can find out from that article. Pushkar is mentioned in Srimad Bhagavatam in a list of holy places. It's mentioned Saransi Pushkaradini. It mentions first of all the lakes, among which the first is Pushkar. Sacred lakes like Pushkar and places where saintly persons live, like Kurukshetra, Gaya, Prayag, Pulahashram, Naimisharanya, so it goes on. There's a list of holy places beginning with Pushkar. Because as you can understand from this place being associated with Lord Brahma, you can imagine this is coming from the very beginning of the creation. And you'll find it's described in that book that Lord Brahma, to make some holy place connected with himself, from his hand, Kara, he put out three flowers, Pushpa, Kara. So in this way, Pushkar, the name came. Pushkar also means a lotus. So this is connected with Lord Brahma like that. Why are we going to this place? There are so many holy places in India. Well, we've been to so many holy places in India for this Shravan Kirtan camp. We may think, well, what's the connection with bhakti? Bhaktivinod Thakur says, Gauranga Varjita Stan Tirtha Nahimani. I don't count as any holy place, I don't count as a tirtha any place that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has not visited. So we don't find in Chaitanya Charitamrita that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came here, or in Chaitanya Bhagavat that Nityananda Prabhu came here. So what are we doing here? Well, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, Priti Viteya Chejato Nagaradi Gram, so it should go to every place. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's movement should go to every place. This place, although it's mostly visited by pilgrims for the sake of materialistic benefit, which is true of all holy places, including Vrindavan, This is also, being the place of Lord Brahma, it's the place of the head of our sampradaya. Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur also visited here, as I shall recount. Elsewhere in the Bhagavatam, it's stated about Pushkar. Pushkare Maturayam cha Dwaravatyam yatatmava anuposha sanghitam etam patitva mucchate bhayat. One who controls his mind fasts at the holy places Pushkara, Mathura, or Dwaraka and studies this scripture, Srimad Bhagavatam, will be freed from all fear. Some other information about this place. The head of the Sanskrit Vidyapitya wrote to Srila Prabhupada in 1976. His name was Ram Ram Maharaj. And so as the place of the head of our sampradaya, usually we think, well, who is the head of, who does our sampradaya come from? And all the Vedic sampradayas trace their source to Vyasadev. But even before Vyas is Brahma. Brahma Nara Vyas. And before Brahma is Krishna. In Mahabharata is recounted, there's a long section in Mahabharata which describes the Pandavas during their period of exile traveling to so many different holy places in India. And there's a description given there by Pulastya and Dhaumya, who before the Pandavas, minus Arjuna actually, because Arjuna by some trick of fate was banished and he went to the heavenly planets to get celestial weapons for the impending battle or the expected battle ahead. So it was four of the Pandavas plus Draupadi. They were going to go on an extensive pilgrimage throughout this holy land of Bharatavarsha. So Pulastya and Dhaumya, they first of all told the Pandavas about all the holy places in India. And the first one they described is Pushkar. So Pushkar is always considered the first among holy places. And then they said, the beginning of all the Tirthas. It's said to be the only place of worship of Brahma. It's certainly the only major place of worship of Brahma in this Bharatavarsha, Bharat nowadays principally refers to the land which is between the Himalayas and Kanyakumari. Of course, previously it meant the whole world as we know it from our limited vision. There are many temples of Brahma in Thailand. We know that Thailand is a Buddhist country, but there are many temples of Lord Brahma in Thailand. This place is also famous as a Shaktipitam. So many of the holy places in India which are famous for something else, but they're also Shaktipitams. The Shaktipitams are the places of worship of Devi, whose body became shattered, and there are different numbers of, some say 51, some say more than 100. 51 is a common number, 64 of the Shakti Pitams, where different parts of her body fell on the earth, and she's worshipped at those places. So at this place, just on a hill outside, her wrists fell to the earth. Wrists, this part. There are eight holy places where the devas at certain times of the year come to worship. They perform the worship. Most famous is Badrinath, which is closed during the winter. It's too cold for humans to stay there. But the devas continue the worship. So similarly, in Sri Rangam, Sri Mushnam, both in South India, Tamil Nadu, Naimisharanya, Pushkar, Shalagram, Badrinath, Venkatadri and Mangalagiri, these are the places where the devas worship the Lord at specific times. This place is also connected with Arjuna. While he was exiled for 1 year from the association of the Pandavas, at one point he took the role of a sannyasi and not such a very good sannyasi, because he got married while he was a sannyasi. He kidnapped Subhadra, and that's a whole story how there was a big fight, as usual, when Kshatriyas get married. And his wedding was celebrated in Dwaraka, and there, it was just toward the end of his exile period, and he came to Pushkar and stayed here. So this is a place of Arjuna also. It's also a place, if you see at the main lake, Pushkar here, the big lake, the Bora Pushkar, Jeshta Pushkar. There's a big Gurudwara here, so there is a place for Sikhs also. The Gurudwaras are here of Guru Nanak, in honor of Guru Nanak, and the first Guru of the Sikhs, and the last also. There's another Gurudwara for the last of the Sikh Gurus, Guru Gobind Singh. Most of the temples here are fairly recent, that means from the 18th century onward. When we're talking about Indian history, if we say 18th century, or just 300 years ago, that's very recent, seeing as the history goes back and back and back and back. The reason for that is a member of a certain minority community who we're not supposed to mention, in case, so as not to stir up communal feelings. They came here and did what they usually do in Hindu holy places. They destroyed all the temples and all the buildings. It's their special contribution to religious harmony. So most of the buildings are new. One very good news about Pushkar is that alcohol consumption and consumption of meat and eggs are forbidden here. Very good. Now, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur also visited here. He visited Ajmer, which is close by. In Ajmer, he visited, Ajmer is famous particularly for one dargah, which is in the Vedic tradition or Hindu tradition, there are samadhis for saints. So in the tradition of a certain minority community, whose name I won't mention for the sake of communal harmony, they bury their saints, and it's called a dargah. So a very famous one is here in Ajmer. And there are two ones which are visited. He visited both of those dargahs. He visited also the royal palace. That's connected with Prithviraj Chauhan, a famous name in Rajput history in Ajmer. And he visited a library and a museum. He visited all these places. Then he, from Ajmer, he came to Pushkar. So when he alighted from the car, he first offered dandavat in the holy place. And he was immediately surrounded by pandas, or local guides, who wanted to show him around and take money from him. It's not like that here now. We weren't harassed by any pandas here. So they all came around him, and then he gave them all a little bakshish or dakshina or whatever you want to call it. And then he took one local brahmana as a guide. But nevertheless, he was harassed by pandas throughout his visit, and he commented that we see this kind of behavior because Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's teachings have not been preached in this area yet. So perhaps this event which we're holding here, 5-day event, is going to be the most extensive manner in which Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's teachings have been presented in this place of Pushkar. So in this way we're trying to fulfill the desire of Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur. He visited the three lakes and the temples of Brahma and Savitri, the principal holy places, and in the afternoon went back to Ajmer, and then in the afternoon in Ajmer he visited the two Daragas, an ancient Jain temple. Jainism has also been very, and still is very influential in Rajasthan, and a royal palace. Did we get that, the songs? Maybe I could, I'm going to speak in Hindi now, in between I could sing the song if we have it. I think it's written there, Pancha Tattva Pranam, something like that. Or sabke liye vyavastha hai? Sabko bataye? Acha. So now we can sing that one song. I believe it's titled Pancha Tattva Pranam. But I need to say it also. I don't have it in my songbook.